Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello!
Hello, mate. Hello. How are you doing? Good to see you again.
I mean, every day we do this joke now.
Well, I'm sorry you say hello. I think you
I said hello to you outside. I just said to you, I'm going to say hello outside. Hello. Sorry, and then I went,
Forget.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. with a great co-host.
He's a good footballer,
good-looking lad.
Why do you do this every time you do this to me?
I know. Good lad.
And a great boy.
Yeah.
By the way, Joe Mara, what a top present.
Who's that? Hasn't he got his own reality show? Now, we start today's podcast with European football as Aston Villa travel to Olympiacos 4-2 down in their Conference League semi-final.
And as always, me and O'Hara or Chunk or whatever you want to call him, numbnuts, we're there to take all the calls on the sports bar.
Really seemingly have that plan B chance.
Long ball over the top. El Kabi's on it. El Kabi scores. And that's that. Aston Villa's long wait for a European final. Well, I was going to say it's come to an end. The flag has come up against El Kabi.
Let's get Gabby on.
Let's give him a call. We got Gabby's number?
Should I just phone him now? Because Goldstein tried to phone him earlier, right?
Yeah.
Should I just phone Gabby now, right?
What, you're going to phone him off your phone?
Yeah.
Well, we can't... I don't know.
Why not?
Well, we've got his number. He's straight on the blower.
Get rid of the dump button.
He ain't going to hear us. Definitely not answering the phone, is he?
He's gone.
No.
What?
All right, Gabby!
Up the Villa!
All right, listen, we're going for Champions League, lads. Do you know what I mean? We don't play in these small competitions. We want to win the big one, Cundy.
Don't you?
You don't even deserve to be in the Champions League, Gabby.
How you going, mate?
You don't even deserve to be in the Champions League. You're a shambles.
Listen, we give it our all. We'll hold some humble pie, but we'll be back. Don't worry.
Gab, what happened, mate?
Champions League football next season. All right, boys.
Gab, what happened, mate? What happened?
Listen, we've got three players out with an ACL. Kamara, Brendia, Tielemans was out, Ramsey was out. We've got a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
I don't need this. I'm going.
He put the phone down.
He's gone.
To Pete. He's an Aston Villa fan. All right, Peter?
Pistol.
Pete?
Pistol Pete.
Pete. Hello, Pete.
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 Your name's Peter. Say hello.
Hello.
Excellent work. Well done, Pete.
Dear. All right, Pete.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Would either of you two swap your position at Chelsea and Tottenham for where Villa are?
What, in the league?
Yeah, we're going to finish fourth.
Yeah,
albeit we've been smashed.
Yeah, you've been embarrassed tonight, Pete. You've been embarrassed.
We've been embarrassed.
Yeah, been embarrassed.
Would you swap where Villa are for where Chelsea are
in the league? Yeah, of course you would.
So as a season, you'd swap it, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be crazy to say no, wouldn't I?
Absolutely, but we're Aston Villa, aren't we?
Well, oh, you are Aston Villa at the minute, Pete.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, yesterday's Drive Time show, Jay, was a little bit special.
Do you know what stinks? I heard none of it. Oh. No, I don't. I had bits of stinks. No, I did. I did stinks. I did.
Well,
I did.
We were promised. Yeah. We were promised, but
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
get. Did didn't get but.
Didn't get but.
No.
Were you gutted?
Were you looking, I bet you're looking forward to I'm but. I'm a big fan of but. We got Schmeichel. We right. got Cole and York.
Yeah. That's good.
And we got one more. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But I was let down that I didn't get but.
You didn't get but.
Yeah.
I'd have been disappointed not to get but. But yeah, anyway,
you
know,
do about it.
You can't have everything, Stinks. You can't have everything, mate.
But I'll tell you what we did have.
Yeah.
David Beckham.
Oh, my God. You're Bex.
Yeah, we had Bex on the show.
Did
he
you?
Spoke Man United.
Yeah.
He spoke England.
Yeah.
And he spoke about how much he loves me. I mean, you can hear that. He listens to my show, not yours. My show.
Did you?
And loves it. Yes, he said, I love Goldstein.
You sent that text to Shaban, didn't you?
Yeah, she got it.
She got the text.
Yeah, she got the text.
The season that Jude's had, you know, the talent that he is, but he's not just the talent with Jude. You know, it's about the way he is, the way he handles himself. He's a model pro that knows exactly what he needs to do. You know, for someone that is so young to have the maturity that he has is incredible. And I think him playing abroad has helped him with that. And now he's obviously at Real Madrid, where the expectations are higher than most other clubs around the world, and he's living up to those. So it's great to see his smile. It's great to see, you know, the talent that he is. And when he gets in that England shirt, we'll all be very happy as well.
Listen, Sir Alex Ferguson, the insight from him is incredible in this, how he pushed you guys and motivated you to win every game you could. Big ones coming up for Manchester United. How important is it now, when times are tough, for Erik ten Hag to motivate that dressing room and be listened to by his players?
Well, in all honesty, you'd hope that the manager doesn't have to do much. I think that's the whole point of being a Manchester United player and playing in these big games. You know, you should be motivated. When you're a professional footballer and you're doing the job that you love and you're at the club that you love, when you're playing in any game, whether it's a regular season game or whether it's an FA Cup final against your rivals, then, you know, that should be enough motivation. And if it's not, then you're in the wrong team and you're playing the wrong sport. So I think at the end of the day, we went into every game, whether it was a Youth Cup game, a friendly game, off-season, or a European Cup final, with the same mentality and the same drive. And that's what you'd hope that any team and any player for Manchester United go into an FA Cup final against Manchester City with enough motivation that the manager shouldn't have to say much.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Jay, have you heard the news?
What, Two Step was the high street that got into administration?
No, not that
so
news.
I've done that years ago in Woolworths.
Yeah, no.
Not that news.
That's old, that one. How old is that joke, by the way? That's got to be 20 years.
Stinks. I broke that news whenever Woolworths run under. It was amazing.
I reckon that's about a 15-year-old gag, that gag.
Easily.
Great gag.
Easily.
If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
You don't.
Anyway,
yep.
The other news is Premier League, FA Cup and Serie A winner.
Yep.
Ashley Young is joining TalkSport for our coverage of this summer's Euros.
Stinks. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, what? By the way,
when are you flying out there, by the way?
Flying out where?
Germany.
Germany?
You've not been asked. Euros.
No, Stinks, you worked on the sports one, mate.
Huh?
You know. Mate, no one cares about
that. They don't even know you're still on.
That's true.
Anyway, here he is on Breakfast yesterday, telling us what he made of England's chances this summer.
I'm hoping, you know, like you say, I'm hoping we're going to go with an attacking formation, a Declan Rice sitting. I'd love to see Phil Foden and Jude Bellingham just in front of him. Just go and express and go and, you know, show that England have got the attacking talent to go out and beat anyone that they come up against. So hopefully Gareth will do that. But, you know, he's got tough choices to make. But I'm sure if he goes with the attacking lineup and the boys that are in form, you know, like I said, I'm sure the boys can go out there and win a tournament.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Jay, you know your chairman, Todd. Yep. I know nothing about English football.
Oh, mate, Tebow.
Is that what you call him?
No, I'm just saying it's
Tebow.
No, but honestly, mate.
Yeah, man, we got to the 30-yard line. Our defense needs work.
No, doing a great job, Stinks.
Well, this is him talking about his team's recent form and proof, if you can call it proof, that the club's plan is, and I quote, coming together.
It's coming together, Stinks. It's coming together.
Oh, well, Dave.
It's slow.
I think he talks about two and a half games. It's not three.
No.
Not the first half against Villa.
No.
Two and a half games.
No, but you know what? At least he does that when United are... Hold on. Got a league table.
Next page. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Simon Jordan would prefer it if Todd Bowley stopped speaking out in public. I think he probably feels the same about Simon.
Yeah, I don't know why Todd would feel the necessity to say the things he said there. That leaves you open to ridicule and all kinds of observations. We haven't heard a lot from him in the last year. because the team hasn't been performing very well. Now the team has got a little bit more about it, which it has. It's getting better, and inevitably it's going to get better. And I still maintain that Chelsea will be successful in a reasonable period of time, despite what other people think. But I would have preferred Todd not to be saying things like this. Now, context is everything. Nuance is everything. The framework of what he actually said in the overall picture may have made him put himself in that position. But I don't imagine there was any possibility that the owner sat in a room drawing up a position of how many shots they were going to have on goal and what it looked like. And I think it's rather silly for him to say that. But it's his football club. It's his money. He can say what he wants. And if he doesn't care about the characterisation of the plaid-wearing idiot American doesn't know what he's talking about, then continue saying these sort of things.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, on Wednesday evening, Real Madrid did what they always do. They came from behind.
Oh, stinks. Huh? They love coming from behind, Real Madrid, don't they?
If I was going to bet on one team to come from behind, it's Real Madrid.
I know. But did you see what happened when they come from behind? The whole stadium
they
just erupted, exploded everywhere,
they
mate.
They left it late as well.
Honestly,
as a footballer, when you were playing, if you're going to win a game, would you like to win a game 1-0 or would you like to come from behind?
Mate, always come from behind.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because like no one thinks you're going to win.
No, and then eventually you just go, yes!
Is it better to come from behind with minutes to go or early?
No, you want to come from behind with minutes to go. So you want to leave it as late as you possibly
that's
can.
What I thought. Yeah, well, anyway, that's what they did.
Well, they've done beat Bayern Munich.
Yeah, and progressed to the Champions League final.
Which means, Stink, Harry Kane still hasn't won a single trophy in his career, mate. Honestly, that's terrible for him. Logan, the Arsenal fan, ran out of TalkSport and had this to say.
The amount of people on TalkSport that are saying how much he deserves to win a trophy and how he should be winning a trophy. Goldstein earlier, honestly, this is probably the root of my anger today. The way Goldstein was talking about how he wanted Harry Kane to win because he deserves it and all that sort of stuff. He doesn't deserve it because he does not show up. What's the crime? Is there crime?
Now, staying with the Champions League, Jude Bellingham is through to the competition's final where he will face his old club, Dortmund, Borussia.
Yep.
Ashley Young told The Breakfast Show that England fans shouldn't be worried about his fitness this summer. Don't be worried about his fitness.
No, why do you worry about his fitness?
He's only about
he came from behind last night.
Huh?
I mean, he's going to be happy about that.
Yeah.
Fitness levels right up until the 111 minutes?
Something like that, Jay.
So, I mean, that's going.
When you're playing in the big tournaments, the Champions League, and, you know, you're playing game after game in the league, you start to get used to it. Obviously, you know, he's in his first season out there trying to, you know, doing it and the pressure of playing at Real Madrid is, you know, it's different to playing at Dortmund. But, you know, the way he's handled the pressure and, you know, he's gone about his job has been fantastic. And I think for all the players, everyone's going to have to obviously have a nice break after the season to get himself refreshed and ready to go again for the Euros. But, you know, like Gareth's been there plenty of times and knows how much time off the players will need to be refreshed and ready to go again.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, my co-host, Darren Bent, good lad.
Yeah, no, great boy. Yeah,
good lad, proper co-host. Go on, son.
No, Stink.
He sat down with Fulham's Willian this week. He didn't really sit down with him, if I'm being honest. He was on Zoom. He could have been standing up.
He might have been sitting down.
Yeah,
though.
He might have been.
Willian's probably standing up.
You just wouldn't have known. No. Anyway, it was ahead of their clash with Man City this weekend.
Saturday will be a great game to play. For me, City is the best team in the world. Will be a difficult game as well, but we need to think about us, you know, not about any other club. We want to, you know, to finish the season the best possible way. We are going to fight for the points. We have two games left, Saturday and then the next weekend. But yeah, Saturday we're gonna try to win the game for sure. We are professional guys and we want to, you know, always to win. But we know that it's going to be very difficult Saturday.
He also asked if he was focused enough after a video emerged of him flying a kite.
No, it was after training. We did our session and then after training we had fun a little bit. But you don't worry, we're going to try to do the best result for you guys maybe.
You ever flown a kite?
Stinks. I don't like flying kites.
Why?
Because they're hard, mate, to get up. Once it gets up and it goes everywhere.
Yeah, it's all over the place,
isn't
it?
It's all over the place.
Then there's a lot of wind.
And there's wind, and you're trying to rein it in. Pull it down, and it goes back up again.
Yeah,
mate, I'm not a fan of flying kites.
No, I agree with that.
Not a fan.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
TalkSport Daily.
Jay, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
How did you break up with any of your ex-partners?
Why are you doing that, Stinks? You know I got divorced, mate.
Yeah, but how did you get divorced?
I left. I mean, I've got an ex-wife, Stink. Huh? I left. I mean, why you know about that. You went through it with
me. Yeah, but I just talked to you in detail about it. How'd you leave?
Just left.
Well, you just went. I'm just going to have some milk.
No, I didn't even say that, Stinks.
What did you say? I'm just going out.
No, I didn't say that, Stinks.
Just went.
Just went.
All right. A lot of people say that's the coward's way out.
No, I think it's quite brave.
Okay. Well, let's tune into the ever highbrow breakfast show and hear relationship advice from Gabby Abonor and Alan Brazil.
Most relationships now, Al, in this era, end via text to avoid face-to-face confrontation.
Well, Gabby, we had this chat earlier at the bar, and I never put you down for a chicken or a coward.
I think if I'm breaking up with someone, like, it's just easier, isn't it? Send the text, turn your phone off, and disappear.
If you're going to break up with someone, can't you hold their hand and tell them, I'm sorry.
It's the crying and the, like...
Well, I'm sorry, that's life. We have to grieve and we have to smile. That's like getting the old tic-tac, getting the sack after 20 years by text.
I'm surprised you don't.
Disgrace.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on Talk About, wherever you get your podcast from.
Yeah, absolutely. Just Stinks, just hit whatever you can, not him.
You can.
No, subscribe, like love, button, yeah. Kiss, hug, snog.
What?
Do just all the buttons.
What buttons are on your keyboard?
It's the same ones as yours, Steve.
Oh, yeah, it's my keyboard. Yeah, I'll have it back. I'll be back today at 4 o'clock. You'll be back. Oh, no, you won't be back tonight.
No, not back tonight, Steve.
Monday night.
Back on Monday night.
Oh,
Monday.
4 days a week. Yeah, tough, isn't it? Yeah. Tough.
When you're back later on this afternoon,
yeah.
I'll be listening.
To Times Radio.
Yeah, Times Radio.
Brilliant.
No, they're a good show, mate.
Yeah,
good show.
No, I've heard. Yeah, yeah.
Good show.
Anyway, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.